I'm your student reporter, Lauren McHugh. In honor of Pride Month, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Susan Gore, who is the board president of the LGBTQ Resource Center of the Gulfport Library. This month, the library hosted a unique art out exhibit called Queering the Pandemic. The works on exhibit depict the effects of COVID-19 on the LGBTQ community.
Thank you for the opportunity, Lauren. The LGBTQ Resource Center is the only center of its kind in a public library in the state of Florida. Our mission is to promote awareness and appreciation of the diversity of contributions that lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, transgender, and queer people make. We are a library collection, started with 250 books in 2015. We now have over 10,000 books, CDs, DVDs. We also do programming. This is Pride Month, so in the library, you can see our Art Out exhibit, first time it's ever been juried, and international, 53 pieces, 35 artists, 8 countries. Amazing, and that's sort of the upside of COVID, forced us to go online. It was either close up shop or go online. And so the whole world becomes an option, an audience, and there's some fabulous works there.
Yes, you mentioned the Art Out, and It is my understanding that you guys have been doing this for 5 years now.
This is our 5th year.
How did you guys get started?
Somebody had a passion for it. That's pretty much how things happen. Someone who really appreciated art and wanted to showcase LGBTQ and allies' contributions for Pride Month started the exhibit. It started on tabletops in the library. This is the first time the whole show has been hung. It's a whole different feel, and that's how things evolve.
Right, and this year's theme is Queering the Pandemic. Could you explain to us how the pandemic negatively impacted the LGBTQ community?
Absolutely, as it did everyone. There are as many similarities as differences. Isolation, lack of ability to feel comfortable or safe going out and being around people. It still impacts people, in my opinion. For LGBTQ artists who may have a limited support system already, it was like leveraged even bigger. And some people found that to be very inspiring. So Best in Show is a piece by a woman named Bea Hurd. She's a college student. And she talked about how the pandemic left her feeling so isolated. She wanted to represent that. And what she did was sew together deflated latex balloons into a full-length coat. It's amazing. You've got to go see it. It's got a great texture to it. And what she was trying to convey is how deflated and how alone she felt. So it was a great inspiration.
What is your favorite piece from this exhibit?
Oh, that's a hard one. There is a piece that is multimedia. It's painted. It's an African-American woman wearing what looks sort of like VR goggles. And then her hair comes out of the piece. It's in bright reds and oranges and colors. And it's called Griot of the Future, or something like that. And she is seeing the future while caught in isolation here. There's another part to that piece, separate. And it's a heart, and it's three-dimensional, and there is a battery that it lights up. So it's a whole installation, and that is my personal favorite.
Oh, despite the increasing celebrations of Pride and embracing your sexuality, there are still, unfortunately, attitudes of transphobia and homophobia very present in our community. How does the LGBTQ Resource Center combat these?
You know, I'd like to use language like embrace rather than combat. Not that it's wrong to say combat, but if we keep fighting each other, it just escalates. So the Art Out exhibit is a way to let people have an opportunity to see all the different kinds of art and contributions. We did a dialogue on the 4th of June called Speak Out, about intersections between LGBTQ identity and art. What is queer art? Is there such a thing? the idea is to bring people in and give them a chance to make their own judgments. There is a lot of opportunity to meet people where they are instead of lining up and looking like we're going to fight. This is a library. This is an educational resource, and that's my passion. I started out as a college professor, so teaching and learning are what make me tick.
What other programs and resources do you guys have to offer?
Well, we do a monthly film series. We just started that again after 2 years because of COVID. And it's the third Thursday of the month, 7 o'clock, free. Free popcorn, free sodas, free candy. Everything we do is free. We get donations. People are very generous. So although we don't charge for things, we get a lot of support. We were part of a run, walk, move activity that Raymond James did, made us the beneficiary in April. We will be participating in St. Pete Pride on the 25th and the 26th of this month. It's hot in Florida, but we will be there.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. And we have other speak out things. So in October, there's a professor of English from Harvard coming down to talk about the intersection of LGBTQ identity and literature. That happens to be Banned Books Month.
Cool. That is super cool.
And by the way, all those books that are banned elsewhere are here in this library. We have a fabulous library director. He is a straight ally who is always eager to support the LGBTQ plus community. And buying books is one of the ways he does it. We have another program in November and one in December and one in January. So we try to do something every month. Next February, one of our other big events is called Readout. It's a festival of lesbian literature. This past year, we had people from 22 countries zoom in, over 1,000 people involved. And that's the trade-off. When you don't have to come to Gulfport, as much as I love Gulfport, not everybody can make that time or has the resources to take time off, get a hotel, come right to Gulfport. So being online gives us a lot of opportunities to widen our audience.
How can people go about donating if interested?
We have a webpage that's part of the library's webpage, mygulfport.us/LGBTQ-resources/. Or you can just Google mygulfport.us and go to the library. There's a page there. We take PayPal, we take checks. We have a box here in the library. We just got a $500 check out of the blue from a local church.
No kidding.
This is the second time they've donated to us. They think we're doing good work and they want us to know it. Different Church is the name of the church. It's a group of young people down in St. Pete, downtown St. Pete. The minister is fabulous. She's in her mid-30s. She's got this darling baby. And this is the second time they have chosen us. They give 10% of the money they get donated to an organization once a year. And I love it.
I love it too. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
What I'd love to say is we're here for everybody, not just the LGBTQ community. And I hope that if there's a topic that interests you, you'll let us know, because we have access to lots of resources and we'd like to be meeting community needs. So we're always looking for volunteers. We have a working board of 6 people. We can have as many as 9. We have committees for Art Out, Read Out, Speak Out, the movies, the scholarship. So come find us. Give us a try. Okay. Thank you.
Of course. And one last thing before we're done here. What message do you have to people who might be struggling with their sexual identity or gender identity?
What we are committed to doing is creating a safe space. This library is a safe space. The organization, the Resource Center, is a safe space. So it's understandable. There are real reasons to be afraid these days, especially. So come find us and we will help be your support system.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you. If you are interested in checking out the Queering the Pandemic exhibit, it is free to the public at the Gulfport Library until June 30th. If you are interested in making a donation or finding more information about the LGBTQ Resource Center, you can visit their website at my.gulfport.us/LGBTQ-resources/. Again, this was Lauren McHugh with Susan Gore.